Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music. Historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone. Join us for the next hour as your host, Citizen Kafka, visits with curator Pat Conte in the Secret Museum.
Good evening once again, and welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, your humble curator, Pat Conte, and your humble engineer, Citizen Kafka, bringing you once again this week some classics from the era of the 78. And tonight, masters of the guitar, guitar composers and their compositions. We have oodles of music for you tonight, and so little time to pack it in, so we'll get right to the music. With a set from Montoya, not Carlos, but his uncle Ramon, who made an historic session in 1936 in Europe and captured on record for the first time the style that really he trailblazed back then, the arte clásico flamenco, the beautiful solos taken from folklore and taken from the highest art of flamenco, transposed to instrumental pieces that just flow out and are really just pure genius. We'll hear three pieces from the great Ramon Montoya. First, the Minera, one of the most beautiful of all guitar recordings, his Farruca, and lastly, his Alegria. Ramon Montoya, as we bring you Masters of the Guitar.
Thank you.
Creator of Arte Clásico Flamenco, Ramón Montoya, and Alegría, from 1936 on the Boîte à Musique label, the Music Box label. Before that, Farruca and Minera. These pieces were presented in a set, Arte Clásico Flamenco, of 12-inch 78s that appeared in the 1930s in France originally, and really capture the inception of this great art form that Ramón Montoya brought to us and really has seen no equal. There are many who come close, but he is truly one of the greatest, and we should have some more of his music later on in the program. Moving right along, we have another trailblazer for you. This one born in Uruguay in 1905. We know him as Julio Martínez Oyanguren. A very popular guitarist of the 30s and 40s who made many sides for RCA and other companies. This one appeared on RCA's Distinguished Red Seal series in the 1940s, about 1940. It's another innovative piece, but this time from the classical stance, Oyanguren's background being more classical than flamenco. And I'm speaking, of course, as all guitar aficionados know it, of the enduring Flamenco Suite. We'll hear both parts of it, this from a 12-inch Victor recording. So another extended performance, just delightful guitar. Julio Martínez Oyanguren and the two parts of his Flamenco Suite. Thank you. Uruguayan Oyanguran. Say that five times fast. From RCA, 1940, the Flamenco Suite. Next, we move to South America, to the Paraguayan guitarist often known as Chief Nitsugawa, which is his name backwards. He would actually come out in performance in a full headdress and do a little bit there. Guitar students know him better as Agustin Barrios. What's remarkable about him, many people don't realize that he actually did record. Many people know his music. His music has been in print constantly and is really a staple of the guitar player's diet, for those who read. We'll hear two of his pieces that were recorded for Odeon in Argentina. And we'll begin with his piece called Pericón, and the second piece, which is just about as heartbreaking as you can imagine, and a tremolo study par excellence called Contemplación. So from Agustin Barrios from Paraguay, we'll hear two pieces from Odeon, recorded in the 1930s, here on the Secret Museum. Thank you. Heartrending Contemplacion. Before that, Petticone from Augustine Barrios, who started really recording at the dawn of the recording era, as far as the flat disc went, we should say. And you are tuned to the Secret Museum of the Air, your weekly stopover and haven from the toils and troubles of out there. We examine some of the most beautiful recordings from the first half of this century, each and every week, right here in this spot. And we are very glad that you have joined us. And tonight's celebration of guitar players, guitar composers, and their music. We're staying for the remainder of this program in South America. And two little heard guitarists, little heard until recently, where I saw amazingly that some CDs have been produced by these artists. The first were recorded for the TK label at the instigation of Radio Splendid in Buenos Aires. I'm speaking of Eduardo Falú, and we'll hear two of some of his very best pieces that he recorded extensively, and I believe he's still around. The first one we'll hear, Oiga, the Cocherito, which is a samba, an older sort of Indo-theme adaptation. And the second one, the Lamento en la Puna, which is a very poetic piece that's described as a Fantasia India. Just a remarkable guitarist, like many of the Argentine guitarists, at least to my ears, an impeccable tone and beautiful attack and dynamics, and just wonderful, delightful melodies. So two pieces from Eduardo Falú.
Thank you.
Lamento en la Puna, and before that, Oiga Cocherito, a Fantasia India and a Zamba from Eduardo Falú. You can look for his recordings. I'm not sure if these if they'll be of this vintage. We heard these two pieces from the 1940s, but just a splendid musician, and we hope to present more of his music later, probably in some depth. I think it's well-deserved. Absolutely beautiful guitar playing. Speaking of which, as we round the corner for the last set tonight here in the Secret Museum, we've been listening to composers and their compositions on the guitar and spending a lot of time in South America in this last half of the program. Staying in Buenos Aires in the 1940s, we moved to some Odeon sides, Argentine Odeon, by Atahualpa Yupanqui. This is another very popular artist. He's really a national treasure. And I believe he still is around, too. At least I saw some, once again, a recent release of his on CD. The kind of CDs we play at the Secret Museum are made of shellac and only run 3 minutes. So we don't really boast of the same technical delights that they have, but we like them. We hope you do, too. This first Campo Abierto is described as an estilo pampeano from the Pampas, recomposed, I'm sure, from a much more antique air. The second we'll hear, Vidala del Silencio, the poetry of silence. And this is the second of his great Andean preludes, recorded for Argentine Victor Company in the 1930s. And lastly, we'll hear a traditional Riano type of dance, titled simply Malambo. Three pieces from Atahualpa Yupanqui here at the Secret Museum. Thank you. Atahualpa Yupanqui, three wonderful airs from Buenos Aires. And that's about all the time we have for tonight's program. We've saved, of course, one more delight for you, ending with a very spirited version of the national dance of Venezuela, the jaropo. And this one after the composer Guitarez, arranged by our favorite, one of our favorites, Julio Martinez Oyanguren, titled simply Jaropo. And keep that tune in mind. Let it ring in your heads until next week for the Secret Museum of the Air. For Citizen Kafka and myself, Pat Conti, good night.
And so the gate swings shut after another visit to the Secret Museum comes to a close. We hope you have enjoyed this brief journey spanning the first half century of recorded sounds across the earth. Until next time, I'm Buddy Fortune for the Secret Museum of the Air.
This is Citizen Kafka. The Secret Museum of the Air is funded in part by a grant from the Shira Kober Zeller Foundation in loving memory of Arthur and Margaret Kober. For more information about the Secret Museum of the Air, write Secret Museum, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. That's Secret Museum of the Air, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again here at the Secret Museum of the Air. Hi, this is Citizen Kafka, and we've got just a few more minutes, so we'll take a little trip around the world with the Secret Museum of the Air.
La 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 Arvine, si chabule, Arvine, je n'en sais.